Chapter 2. A Christmas Present. Della didn't wait. She didn't want to lose her courage. She thought about her husband and his present. She walked up the stairs and saw a large woman. She looked very cold and unwelcoming. Della asked her, "Will you buy my hair?" The woman looked at her and said, "I buy hair. Take off your hat. I need to see your hair." So Della took off her hat and pulled down her hair. It looked like a waterfall of beautiful hair.
$20, said Madame. "I'll give you $20 for it."
"Okay," said Della. "Cut it off quickly." Madame Sofroni cut off Della's hair and gave her $20. Della left the store happily. She went out to buy Jim's Christmas present. For 2 hours, she searched many stores. Finally, she found her husband's present. There was only one like it. It was very simple, but elegant. It was a platinum fob chain for his watch. It was the perfect gift. She paid $21 for it. She had no regrets. Jim would love it. Jim loved his watch. But these days, he was a little embarrassed. He only looked at his watch in private. It was because of the old leather strap on the watch. Now he could proudly look at his watch. He won't have to be embarrassed anymore. Della hurried home with her chain and 87 cents. Now she started to feel a little sad about her hair. But she thought, it will grow quickly. She got out her curling irons. She turned her short hair into many little curls. She looked at her hair in the mirror again and again. "I hope Jim doesn't hate it," she thought. "I did it for him. I did it for love. What could I buy with $1.87? No, Jim won't hate it. He will think I look like a singing girl." So, she forgot about her hair. She started to prepare dinner. Tonight, they would have pork chops and coffee. Della heard him walking up the apartment stairs. Jim always came home on time. She quickly sat down on a chair near the doorway. She put the chain in her hand and made a little prayer. "Please let him think I am still beautiful." The door opened, and her husband came in. He looked very tired tonight. He was only 22, but he looked older.
he had many things to worry about. He took off his old coat. He really needed a new one. Then he saw his wife. His face had no expression. Della thought, "What is he thinking? Does he hate my hair? Does he think I'm ugly?" She could not wait for him to speak. She jumped up and ran to him. "Jim, honey, why don't you say something? Don't look like that. It'll grow quickly again. Don't worry. It grows very fast," she said.
"You cut your hair off?"
he asked her. He seemed almost stupid. It was easy to see his wife's short hair. "Yes," she said. "I cut it off and sold it. I got you a beautiful gift. I know you will love it. It's perfect for you. Do you hate my hair? I'm still the same person. Don't you like me with or without my hair?"